So afilu biyantiv. Rias b'chor mechaim rias treifel achemisu. Mina rias treifel afilu biyantiv. Chor merav yantiv. But the rias of b'chor, the chokham has to badafka check it out on erav yantiv. He can't check it out on yantiv. Because by checking it out, it's called it's bimaterit. Whereas up until now, we say for sure it has kedusha at b'chor. You can't shecht it. And if you shecht it, it's also teat later. What's mat you to make the shechitu is only if the chokham checks it out. So therefore, it's a svar, like we said in Reb Shimon, it has to be done erev yomtiv, it cannot be done on yomtiv. Omalei abaya, otu hosom, beroyin mumin pligi. Like, what's the sushtel? Is Remeya talking about a yomtiv tikalocha? Have you allowed to check out a bechor on yomtiv or not? Is that the machlekes there? Biknasa pligi. There are some machlekes in the middle of the week there, it's the machlekes. Different machlekes there. There are some machlekes where the koyin took the bechor, and Freyas made a shechiter on it, and then later he went to the Kohen, he went to a Chacham to check it out. Now the Remeya says we'll make a Knas. Since you didn't check it out beforehand, we don't let you eat it anymore. And the Chacham say, no, we don't make a Knas. But what does this have to do with on Yom Tov or not, if before you shecht it, if you're allowed to check it out with a Chacham? Maybe Remeya is the word you are allowed to check it out. Knas pligi. The Yomar Rabba Bar Bachona, Omar Reb Yechanan, Bidukin Shebayin. In a case where it was a slit in the eye, that was the mum, kuliyam alei pligi di yosser. Everybody holds that after Chacham first checks it out, after Shechita, it's no good. We say it's possible that the Bechor, b'shas you shechted the Bechor, it didn't have this mum yet. It's possible to say at that time it was still a tam, and melet has kedusha, it's kochim. It's possible to say mishum de mishtanin, because the eye changes a lot. From the time it dies, every second it changes. It's possible to say when the Chacham comes now and looks at the dead Bechor, now it looks like that eye has a mum in it. But it's possible to say if he would have checked it out when the animal was still alive, maybe it wouldn't have looked that way. It wouldn't have had a mum. So in this case, everybody holds you can't check it out lachamisa. Even if you check it out later and see it has a mum, nothing doing, it's like kachim. You can't use it. Can you plead you, where's the machlekes Remeya? The mum in Sheveguf. A mum on the body itself. The lip is split, or a mum, other places of the body. One arm is longer than the other, one leg is longer than the other one. Reb Meir sova gazrina mumim shebeguf otu mum shebayin. He makes a gzera. If you told me you're allowed to check it out lachamisa, and you'll find one leg is longer than the other leg, so that for sure doesn't change between misa and after misa. So that you know for sure when the animal's alive, it also had a longer leg than the other one. So that was a good mum. Reb Meir says nothing doing, because we're afraid if you come to be samech on the check after misa on the legs, you come to be samech on the check in the eyes also. And when you check out the eyes, there you have to be afraid that even though lacha misa, it looks like it has a mum there, but it's possible when it was alive, it didn't have a mum there. So Remeya makes it zera, nothing doing. You can't check out the animal after you shecht it already. Reb Yehuda sava leigazrina. We don't make such a zera. You are allowed to check it out later. Hey, it's the eye, not, but the rest of the body you could check out later. So that's this machlekes here. It's like this has nothing to do with our machlekes of Shimon and Yehuda about checking out a bechor on Yom Tov. It could be both of them amoida. You are allowed to check out the bechor on Yom Tov itself. If the animal's alive, maybe there's no issa. It's not mechlekes masakin to check it out, and maybe it's also. So chur like Remeya has nothing to do with Reb Shimon. Omer Rav Nachman Reb Yitzchok Masnisa Nami Deka. Bring your proof in the Mishnah also like this. That the Ketani it says Remeya Weimer. And again, it's a rai that has nothing to do with al-machlekes about Yom Tov or not. Here, Remeya says the reason why you can't eat the meat, even though a chacham now checks it out and says that one leg is longer than the other one, still it's a knas, he says clearly. He says, since b'shan shechita, when you shechted the bechor, you did not have it checked out first, you did something wrong, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to check it out before you make the shechita, so it's like a knas not to use it now. So that's the reason of Remeya. So mainly we have no proof Remeya is going to hold like Reb Shimon and our Mishnah. Maybe when a chacham comes to check out the bechor, even on Yom Tov, but if he checks it out before he makes the shechita, maybe you'll be okay. So for Remeya, you have no raya. Ami vardinoi chazi buchra de venesia. He saw a bechor from the Venusia. Heve b'yayim etoiva. Yeah, heve. As he used to check out, he was a chacham. Ami Vadiniya was a chacham, and he knew that he was a bokin in mumim. He knew how to check out a bechor to see if it had a mumim or not. So Ami Vadiniya chazi buchra de venesia heve. B'yayim etoiva le heve chazi. when somebody came to ask him a shayla on Yom Tov, he didn't show it to him. On Yom Tov, I mean, he didn't look. He didn't look at a bechor on Yom Tov. Le'ev v'chazi. Also, v'yomu le'ev the Rav Ami. They came to tell Rav Ami that what that Ami Vadinoi is not checking out bechor on Yom Tov. Omelus Rav Ami said, like we had before, shapik covered le'chazi. Like without Rav Ami, also held the same way before. He also didn't check out before on Yom Tov. It's very good that he's not checking that on Yom Tov. Because he owes like a Shimon, halacha is like a Shimon, you now let it check out Mumim on Yom Tov. So the Gemara, any for Rav Ami goof for Chazi, I Rav Ami itself, the mice happened, he did check out the Bechor. And the Gemara, Rav Ami, ki Chazi miyasmul hevi Chazi. The case there was, Rav Ami checked out the Bechor really on Erev Yom Tov. He saw on Erev Yom Tov, he saw that one arm is longer than the other arm. So Erev Yom Tov, he saw already was called the Mum. Or the Yom Tov, Shiyule komishayel. And the case was the person first came to ask Avami, what's the loch on Yom Tov? But the case was Avami himself saw the mum erev Yom Tov. And in his mind he saw right away it's a mum. So Zayska Paskin, it's a mum. So now on Yom Tov he just told the person, what I saw yesterday was a mum. That's okay. He's not being matra today. It's like the Hetem was high yesterday already. Hechi Hebiyuv, what was the case? Ki ho di Yehu Gavra, a certain person. The I say Buchru Lakaima the Rava. He brought his Bechor in front of Rava, Afanya Damaila Yamatova. On the Erev Yom Tov, Mamar's late come out at the beginning of Yom Tov. Late on Erev Yom Tov. That's when he first brought his Bechor in front of Rava to check it out. Heavy Yosef Rava was sitting there for Kochayev Reshi. He was scrubbing his head. He was taking his nice hot shower, covered Yom Tov. He was scrubbing his head. Dolaina, he lifted up his eyes. The Chazi Lamumma. He lifted up his eyes and he saw the Bechor out there and he saw the Mum was there. So he had no time to talk to the guy, he was in the middle taking a shower. Omle told him, Zilidna, go away today, Vitolamacha, come back tomorrow. His Kiyach Lamacha, when the person came back tomorrow, and Yom Tov Omar, he said, Hechi Yevyuv, what was the case? So now Rav Ami, Rava, was asking the Bailim, what was the case? In other words, Rava noticed that there was a Mum on it yesterday. So true, it had a Mum. But he wanted to check it out to make sure that the owner did not make the mum himself, or did it happen by itself. So he questioned him now to find out how did that mum come about on the animal, on the Bechor. So Omar asked him, Hechi Yefe Yuvta, how was the case, how did your Bechor get a mum? Omalei said back to him, Heve Shedayin Sari Bagisa Tutsa. There was some barley on one side of a fence of a hutsa, usually thorns, a thorn fence. To have the Ihu be either Gisa. And the Bechor was on the other side of the fence of the thorns. Bahadi de Boilum Echel, so when the Bechor wanted to go to Deresh to eat the barley, he put his head through the thorns. Is Ayo Resha, his head went through the thorns, or Porte Hutzulus Vaseo, and the thorns cut its lips. So that's how the Bechor got a mum. So the Maisa was again, Rova on Erev Yom Tov noticed that the animal had a split lip on Erev Yom Tov. Now the guy came back to him on Yom Tov. Rava just questioned him, how did the mum come about? So Omalei, so Rava asked this person, Dilma Atkaramtalei, maybe you did it on purpose, maybe you on purpose put barley on the other side of the fence of the thorns, and you put your Bechor on this side. So you knew what's going to happen. You knew now that your Bechor is going to want to eat the barley, so you know the Bechor is going to put his hair through the thorns and cut his lips. That's called you caused the mum to come about it. And in such a case, that's us. You're not allowed to do that. So that's what Rav asked him. Maybe you did it. Omalei loy. The person answered back, no, I did not do it. I didn't have this intention. I was time taking my Bechor for a walk. And by itself, it went to cut its lip. So, Melam, some Rav told him, okay, then it's okay. It's a kosher mum. And you're allowed to eat the animal. For the Gemara, though, me not tamro the gramoser. How do we know this halacha? You're not allowed to be gurim or mum on a Bechor. How do we know even to make a grama? You're not doing it via dayim. You're only causing like here. Like even if he did it, he would have put the barley on the other side of the fence. And now the Bechor by himself will come and put his head through the fence. How do we know that, Sosa? Titania, we learned. The Pasuk says, Mum la yiya boy. On the Bechor, you should not make a mum. Ein liyelish la yiya boy mum. That you're not allowed to make the mum. Shashi la yiya means karibe la yiya. You should not make it. Minayish la yigram loy. How do you know you can't just cause it to happen, be garment? You don't actually take the knife to cut its lip. Like this case, you put the barley on the other side of the fence at the animal, you cause the animal to cut its lip. Ayde dov rachar, shalayovi. The case is you should not bring botzeg, dough, or devela, via ni, or else figs, And you should not put the figs or the dough on the ear of the Bechor. You know what's going to happen then? If you put the dough on the ear of your Bechor, so your dog is going to come and start biting at the dough. And it'll bite off the ear of the Bechor. Gishmak. It's not a treifa. But I called upon him, your Bechor became a Baal Mum, you're allowed to shecht it. How do we know you're not allowed to do that? You can't cause a Mum to come on your Bechor. Tamalayim, the pasuk says, kol mum lo yiyaboy. It's a lashon, kol mum, any mum. Oma mum, v'yoma kol mum. It says, kol mum lo yiyaboy. So what's the kol mum? Any type of a mum means you can't even cause it to happen. Not only is it also for you to take the knife and cut, but you can't cause it to happen. That's also what somebody writes. Trashi, lo yiyakar ve lo yiyahok, you're saying, mum lo yiyaboy, en liyela. E cost of mum, v'lo cost of koyol, lo hoy lo lesa groma, el nesinas mum amish. Torah says mum la yiboy, you can't cut, you can't cut. Mamish. V'yoma kol mum, what does Torah say? The word kol mum, less a grummer. That you're not allowed to even cause it. A grummer is also awesome in the raisa. So question is, Gemara b'mashman, if you did cause it, then you're not allowed to eat it. So if that's the chumrah, Rav meant to ask him, Rav asked the person, if you caused it, then I would not be matzah, then I wouldn't let you eat the bechor. So we're now Gemara smashma that not only is it an avera to do it, you're not allowed to cause that your bechor should have a mum, but if you do cause it, what I can tell you, you're not allowed to eat it. So I'm not sure if that's midiraisa, that's only midirabonin. Could be it's only a kanas midirabonin. Midiraisa could be it's only also to do it. You can't cause it to happen. Whether midiraisa is also to do it or not, that I'm not sure. So the Mishnah. Behema shemesa, behema that dies on Yom Tov is la yizzenim kaima. You can't move it. Trashi and Ruya Lakarin Ayyim. Tobi Achila Asur Liyalam. It's like it said, it's an Avela now. And there's a Bechor died on Yom Tov. So the Kurin can't eat it. Uva Soka or Lesita Lakalboy be Yom Tov Oser. You can't burn it or you can't give it to a dog's teeth. A Bechor that died on Yom Tov. The Ain Mevarin Kutchim Timayim in Oilam be Yom Tov. Because the Meister was a Bechor. It died out of Bechor. So it's like Kutchim that died. Allah Rijan not let it burn Kutchim Timayim on Yom Tov. You can't even give this kutchim for your animal teeth on Yom Tov. The Kaimlon we hold in Gemara Shabbos, Shein Sorfim Kutchim Yom Tov. You're not allowed to burn kutchim on Yom Tov, because it has no purpose, not called Lechem. You're only allowed to burn something that's a purpose for you. For Sorah Gavoy, you're not allowed to burn. So you want to burn this kutchim, even though the mitzvah is to burn a kutchim Temeim, an animal's behema, when it died, the mitzvah is to burn it, but not on Yom Tov. You have no right to burn it on Yom Tov. Because it's not called lechem, you're not burning it for your own purpose. So the chiddush is, v'loy taima dafka sreifa. Don't only think you can't burn it. Mishum di avor shlo tzarechi, it's a malacha burning. Tvei madlik mishem and sreifa b'yomtiv, havor lo tzarechi. That lach is near b'yomtiv tzarechi lehi. Om a teres, that stop burning the nair, you are allowed to. Because burning the nair for the purpose of having light, it's mutter on yomtiv. For Hashem, a true machine to mastic, there is a kosovi, shen kotchim to meim, is barim beyomtiv. The rachmon achshul avrosin, yichsiv eish, yisrach look like mulachi. As Rashi is explaining, not like that. Don't think, Stam, you can't burn it because you have no purpose from it. Because it could be you do have purpose from it. Like Lamashal, you could have hanor from the light. Let's say you burn shemen shreif, Lamashal. Shemen of truma that became tmeya. You're not allowed to burn it on yomtiv. Now, why not? When you burn the shemen, you're having enjoyment. It's giving off light now. You're allowed to have enjoyment on Yom Tov. So why can't you burn the Shem and Treifa, Shem and Tameya on Yom Tov? Teretz is at the Gzeres HaKosev, that the terrorist says burning Kutchim or burning Truma Tameya is called the Malacha. And this Malacha is also to do on Yom Tov. And the Malacha is not only burning, any way to get rid of it. So you're not allowed to give it to your dog either. By giving it to your dog, that's the way you're getting rid of it. The terrorist Mashem is called the Malacha. So this you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. That's what the Mishnah says again. Behema shemesef, the Bechor died on Yom Tov. It's muksa, lays as enemam kaim, you can't move it. Because you can't burn it, you can't eat it. O maise visholos rebetarfin. The mice happened that a Bechor died on Yom Tov, and they went to ask Rebetarfin, olay, viyala chala shenetmas. They also asked him, what about chala that became tummy on Yom Tov? Venichnas the beis emejish vishol viyomaloi, lo yezizimim kaimam. Same halacha. They're both muksa, you can't touch it today. Because since it's challah that's tmeya, the kohen cannot eat it. You're not allowed to burn it today because it's called the mulacha destroying kutchim tmeya. So therefore you can't burn this bechor that died. You can't burn the challah that's tmeya. Therefore you can have no use from it. It's muksa. You can't use it. Mor says, Leimo Tanan Stamo, like Reb Shimon. Let's say there's the Stam Mishnah, not like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is always the one that says that the Ein Muksa, the Tanan, we learn it like this, or the Tetanya, Reb Shimon Aimer, Mechadchin et Adeluyim Lefnei Abhema. On Shabbos or on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cut up pumpkins to give to an animal. Even though you're doing some tircha, let's say to feed your animal this mutter. You're also allowed to cut up an avela, a dead animal that died on, well, soon see, when it died, but a dead animal, you're allowed to cut it up to give it to the klovim. That's what the Shimon says. Shimon says it's not muksa. An avela could be used to cut up to give to the klovim. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Im loy hoysa nevela miyera Shabbos. If it did not die before Shabbos, then asura. Then you can't do anything. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds muksa. If at the beginning of Shabbat the animal was dead already, was nevela ready, so we say, what's the purpose of a nevela? To give it to the klovim. So it's like set aside to give to the dogs. You're allowed to feed the dogs even on Shabbos. Mashenken, if at the beginning of Shabbat the animal was alive, so at the beginning of Shabbat we say the animal was oimed to shechter after Shabbos, that a person should eat the meat. So now when it dies on Shabbos, it wasn't set aside to be used for a killer. If it's muksa, you can't use it for the klovim. Rabbi Shimon says nothing doing. Even though the animal first dies on Shabbos, still, since Lamaisa right now, it's usable to give to a caliph, so it's not muksa, you give it to a caliph. So our Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon. Our Mishnah says when the animal dies on Yom Tov, it's muksa lo yitzes enemim kaimo. According to Rav Shimon, the chur should be muti, you should be allowed to use the animal on Yom Tov. Chur says Poshid, afi lo taimu Rabbi Shimon, moide Rabbi Shimon v'balachayim shemesu shasurim. Rav Shimon amoide that balachayim that died, they're worse. A Balchai that was healthy, beginning of Shabbos, beginning of Yom Tov, and it dies in the middle of Shabbos, that you can't use. We'll soon see the Svaras. We'll soon see why not. Svaras says, Ho nichol ma bar meimim mishmei de rovo, di yoma that he said over, moida ho yi Reb Shimon Balchayim shemeisu shasurim. That yes, Reb Shimon is moida. A Balchai, an animal that's alive, you have no das to use to give to your klovim, to give to the dogs. When the animal is alive at the beginning of Shabbos, you have in mind to leave it over to after Shabbos, and then you'll shecht it and the man will eat it. So now that it dies on Shabbos, it's muksa, you have nothing, no das at all to give it to the club and to give it to the dogs. So it's muksa, you can't use it. So this man Yom says, even Reb Shimon is moida, this is muksa. Then it's good our Mishnah. We're talking about the behemoth was alive before Yom Tov, and now it first died on Yom Tov, so it's mamish muksa, you have no intention to give it to the dogs. Nailas muksa, even according to Reb Shimon, our Mishnah comes a good according to Reb Shimon. Elo lema bread the Rav Yosef, mishmei the Rova, the Yoma that he says, chol koye Reb Shimon, afilu b'bal chayim shemeisu. No, Reb Shimon even argues, even on a bal chay, even on a live animal that first dies on Shabbos or dies on Yom Tov, shemutarim, he still holds it's not muksa. That, in other words, the svar is that even before Shabbos, a person realizes that it could be the animal will die. It's not so far fetched the animal will die. It's possible the animal will die. So since it's possible the animal will die, it enters the person's mind before Shabbos, maybe I'll use this animal for the dogs. Like on the side it dies, I'll have to give it to the dogs. So it entered the person's mind to think about it before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, therefore Reb Shimon holds it's not muksa. So that's what Reb Yosef says, that according to Reb Shimon, even if the animal first dies on Shabbos, even first dies on Yom Tov, it's not muksa. You're allowed to give it to the klovim. So if so, Michael Meima, what can you say in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is not going like Reb Shimon. Our Mishnah says here the animal that died on Yom Tov is Layezenim and Kaimi. You can't use it as Muksa. So our Mishnah is a steer with Reb Shimon. So Mer says Poshit. Tigamozira bebehemas kodishim. Our Mishnah is not talking about a regular animal that died. Our Mishnah, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, our Mishnah is talking about a Bechor that died. A Bechor that died is Nu Alacha. A Bechor that dies on Yom Tov is called Kodshim. Kodshim Shemesu, the din is a mitzvah to burn it. Like Rashi says, here when you burn the kodshim, it's called a new malacha. So that's why it's muksa. You can't even give it to the dog's teeth today on Yom Tov, because it's a malacha. The Torah says, kodshim that mace you have to burn, you have to destroy it. And the Torah was machshavit, gave it a shame malacha. It's called a malacha what you're doing. So in the middle of the weekday, you're allowed to do it. But on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it. So on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to give your dog's teeth from this bechor that died. Not because it's muksa. The Amazon according to Reb Shimon, it wouldn't be muksa. If it would have been a behemas chulin, everything would be okay. You're allowed to feed it to your dogs. But since it was a bechor, it was a kodshim that died, and kodshim shemeisu is a mitzvah sesei, to burn it. And by giving it to your dogs, it's also called you destroying it. and it's called you doing this mitzvah. So since the Torah says it's a mitzvah to destroy it, Rashi says it's called a malacha. The Torah gave it a shame malacha, that's why it's also to do on Yom Tov. So therefore, Rav Shimon is merged to our Mishnah. Dekunam, I'll bring you a proof to this. Tiktoni Yoloh, our Mishnah says, V'yal chala shinit mas, the same halacha about chala that became Tomei. So ma chala de Kedisha, just like chala is like truma, it has Kedusha to it. Atayim of the Kedisha, the ratio of the Mishnah, it says the Behem Mishameso, also means a special animal, an animal of a kochim, of a bechor. Elazim of this, Atayim of the Kedisha. Why does the Mishnah say you can't move this animal that died on Yom Tov? Because it was kochim. Hard the chulin, most of the animals are regular chulin, a regular animal, sharia, you would be allowed to move it around on Yom Tov. If so, honi chalama bread rab yosef mishmei the rov of the yomar chol koy rab shim nafa balechayim shemesu shemotarim shapir. It's very good according to this man the yomar that it says rab shimin is moida even by a balchay. If the animal was alive at the beginning of Yom Tov and now it first dies in the middle of Yom Tov, we don't say as far as since it was alive at the beginning of Yom Tov, you had a mind only to use it for shechita for person and not for klovin. No. According to Reb Shimon, it entered your mind, maybe you will die, and if it dies, you know you have to give it to your dogs. So it's not called muksa. You had a mind maybe to give it to your dogs. So this man, the Yom, it's very good, our Mishnah, it's a diyak. The Mishnah says, why can't you touch this animal now that it died on Yom Tov? Because it's kochim. Mashma, if it wouldn't be kochim, it would be your own private animal. If it dies on Yom Tov, you are allowed to move it around. So at this man, the Yom, our core part of the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon, that's Mekel and Muksa, and even though it was a Baal Chai, the animal was alive at the beginning of the Yom Tov, still we say it's not Muksa. So then it's very good. Ela, but according to Lama Bara Meimer, Mishmei the Rova, the Yom, that he says, Moidahoye Reb Shimon Baal Chayim, Shemesu Shasurim, Tarihos, even Reb Shimon, the one that's Mekel and Muksa, is Moidah by this Chometic Muksa of Baal Chai, that it's Osir, that you can't touch it if it dies on Yom Tov. Who does our Mishnah go like? Our Mishnah doesn't go like Reb Yehuda, doesn't go like Reb Shimon. Even according to Reb Shimon, you're telling me, if the animal is alive at the beginning of Yom Tov, so you have in mind only to use it for a person, to shecht it, and now that it died by itself, you could only use it for a dog, you didn't have that in mind. So it's muksa. So how could our Mishnah say, the only reason why it's sauster is because it was kochim? Mashpif would be chulin, would be mutter. It's not true. Even if it would be chulin, the animal you would not be allowed to use on Yom Tov, according to this man, the Yama. Sumar says, Holchi b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? Pimasukenis. We're talking about this animal, true, it was alive before Yom Tov, but it was a very sick animal. The divrei hakol, in a sick animal, then everybody's mind that Reb Shimon holds is not called muksa. Because since the animal is very sick before Yom Tov, it entered your mind very good that it's going to die soon. And you thought right now, let's say it dies before I shecht it on Yom Tov, what am I going to do with it? I have to give it to my dogs, it's in the veilah. So since the animal, your cow, was sick before Yom Tov, it entered your mind very good that it may die on Yom Tov, and you know then you'll have to give it to the dogs, so you had in mind to give it to the dogs. So in such a case, everybody holds that Reb Shimon is Maidah, you're allowed to give it to your dogs. So our Mishnah that says the reason why you can't give it to the dogs is because the behemoth kochim is talking about it was a sick animal. So if it would have been a behemoth chulin and it died on Yom Tov, you would be allowed to give it to your dogs. It wouldn't be muksa according to Reb Shimon. But now that the animal is a behemoth kochim, it's a bechor, and the loch of a bechor is a mitzvah to burn it, to give it to get it destroyed, to give it to your dogs, and that's called a malachi, not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Therefore, you're not allowed to give it to the dogs or burn it on Yom Tov. Therefore, it's muksa on Yom Tov. Smeil HaMishnah comes out very good according to Reb Shimon. You can't count on an animal. We'll soon see what that means. When you want to buy an animal, you can't like price it on Yom Tov. You could price it before Yom Tov. And then on Yom Tov, you shecht the animal and divide up the chluka that you said before Yom Tov. That's tomorrow. Maya nimnin. What does it mean you can't like count the animal on Yom Tov? That's what it means. If you want to buy an animal on Yom Tov from the butcher, a live animal, you can't tell the butcher, I'll pay $100 for this animal. You can't be poisky, you can't say how much money it's worth. You can't say the sum of money on Yom Tov. So what do? You want to buy an animal today, like you can't just take it for nothing. So how does the butcher supposed to do to know how much to charge you after Yom Tov? Is Omarav, Rav says, maybe stay behemoth. We bring two animals the exact size. Umamidim zuay tazu. We set one next to the other. And we say this is like this. In other words, this animal's alive. So you should know, you're taking this animal home with you today on Yom Tov. Tomorrow we'll come back, we'll shots up how much this live animal is worth, and the price I'll give you tomorrow, that's what you're paying me today for this animal. That's what you're allowed to do. You're allowed to tell the guy on Yom Tov, take this animal, and tomorrow I have another animal the same size, I'll make a cheshbon with you tomorrow how much you owe me. That's you're allowed to do. But to say right now, this is a $100 animal, that you can't do. Tanya Nami Hoch, learn this also. A person can't tell his friend, I'll be a partner with you, a seller's worth, a dollar's worth. I want to buy $2 worth with you. Like, I'll buy $2, you buy $2. The guy says to him, no, I want to divide the animal in half with you. I want to take a third, I want to take a quarter. In other words, I'll take a half of the animal right now. And how much is it worth? I'm not talking about it today. Tomorrow, we'll see how much the other half is worth, and I'll pay you for this half. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to say how much of the animal you want to take, that yes. But to say the price, that you're not allowed to mention on Yom Tov. If you go to the store and buy the meat on Yom Tov, which is mutter, you're allowed to buy it, but not mention the schum, how much it's worth. That you could just make a simit to say, it's this big and this much we'll talk about tomorrow, or I want to take a 50%, I want to take half of it, a quarter, give me 2 pounds, 3 pounds, whatever it is, that you could do. Or weighing will still later, weighing can't weigh it either. You could just say, give me half the animal, give me a third, give me a quarter of the animal. How much it's worth? That will make up tomorrow, after Yom Tov, how much it's worth. All right, stop here.